BIV's 2023 list of fastest-growing companies highlights 100 BC companies that have seen extraordinary success increasing revenue over the past 5 years. Many of the companies on the list tend to operate under the radar, yet have grown into profitable and successful ventures. Take Quadragen Power Systems Inc., for example. The privately held company ranked number 6 on BIV's list thanks to 753.4% revenue growth between its 2018 and 2022 fiscal years, leaving it with more than $23.4 million in revenue last year. CEO Alok Prasad told BIV he aims to achieve $30 million in 2023 sales. Quadragen sells systems that enable customers to convert biogas generated from food waste into renewable natural gas that companies can use to reduce their carbon footprints, or to sell to resellers, Prasad said. While Quadragen launched in 2007, it did not start selling its systems until 2017, which meant that its 2018 revenue was just about to start ramping up. Quadragen's clients have since included Apple Inc., NASDAQ, AAPL, and Microsoft Corp., NASDAQ, MSFT. It has so far installed more than 100 systems that range in price between $200,000 and $8 million, he said. Prasad's venture employs 250 people at manufacturing plants in India, the US and Canada, and he is looking to add to his company's 37-worker contingent in Burnaby. We're one of the unique companies in Canada, in the clean energy space, which is profitable, Prasad said. Profitability is important. Revenue growth is nice to have, but generating earnings often is key to attracting investors. Share prices for some of the public companies on BIV's list make that clear. Investors care about cash flow, profit per share and business metrics other than revenue, Leith Wheeler CEO Jim Gilliland told BIV. Generally, what you care about more than how much the company has grown its top line is how much of that top line is available for either distribution or reinvestment for shareholders, he said. Companies' share prices can fluctuate because of investors' unwarranted exuberance or sudden fickleness, he added. The market goes through trends, Gilliland said before noting the mid-2017 through mid-2019 investor rush into cannabis companies. Internet stocks had a huge run-up during the late 1990s, dot-com bubble, and artificial intelligence companies have seen a huge run-up so far this year. I've abandoned trying to interpret or add some rational perspective on what the stock market's doing, said AbCellera Biologics Inc. NASDAQ. ABCL, CEO Carl Hansen, whose company went public on December 11, 2020, at US$20 per share. Only to see that price triple in value within minutes of the start of trading. Hours later, AbCellera's shares were trading for more than US$70 per share. They have since slumped more than 90% to trade for between US$5 and US$6 per share. Investors in late 2020 were likely giddy about AbCellera because the COVID-19 pandemic was in full swing, and AbCellera had partnered with American pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly & Co. NYSE, LLY, to develop what was then a COVID-19 treatment approved in the US and Canada called bamlanivimab. AbCellera would then co-develop a second COVID-19 treatment, dubbed bebtelovimab, which would be approved to better treat newer COVID-19 variants. Approximately 2.5 million people received the treatments, Hansen told BIV, and the drugs saved countless lives. Recent investor skittishness about AbCellera could be because people have moved on from investing in companies that make COVID-19 treatments. The COVID-19 drugs helped AbCellera's revenue soar by 5,420% to $631,848,984 when converted into Canadian dollars, up from $11,442,327 in 2018. That was good for the number 4 spot on BIV's 2023 list of fastest-growing companies. AbCellera CEO Carl Hansen said his company enjoyed a surge in revenue thanks to its drugs to help manage COVID-19. Chung Chow, BIV. Abecellera's revenue tends to come through either upfront research payments or royalty payments. The COVID-19 drugs were developed in what Hansen called world record speed, because regulatory authorities wanted to massively accelerate the timeline between discovering and approving the drugs due to sudden vital need. The result was that Abecellera suddenly not only received upfront research revenue but also the more lucrative royalty revenue. The payments that we got for doing the work, the research payments, the cash payments up front, they are tiny compared to the value of the royalties, he said. Abecellera is capable of producing new treatments to treat new COVID-19 variants, but regulatory approvals are no longer happening with lightning speed. The result is that Abecellera is not focused on developing new COVID-19 treatment drugs because by the time regulators approve new drugs, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, is likely to have morphed into new strains, making newly approved Abecellera drugs less effective. Hansen said that it would be charitable to call Abecellera's 2023 revenue decline a slowdown, because, on an annualized basis, sales are down by a staggering 90%. Abecellera has worked on more than 70 different drug development partnerships, most of which relate to cancer, autoimmunity and metabolic disorders. The path to having approved drugs for those ailments, however, can easily take up to 10 years. The result is that despite Abecellera's staff count now being at an all-time high of 640, its potential revenue from work done now is many years away. Acquisitions and commodity prices can make revenue jump. Some companies on BIV's 2023 fastest-growing companies list made it there because they merged with other ventures, or enjoyed a run-up in the prices for commodities or metals. One under-the-radar company that saw its revenue increase at least partly due to acquisitions is Victoria-based Certain Holdings Inc., which took the top spot on this year's list. The privately held venture, which provides background checks for employers and potential landlords, saw its revenue rise 18,289.2% to $33,500,000 between 2018 and 2022. Certain acquired UK-based Credence and Australia-based Intercheck in separate 2022 transactions. Certain's Vice President of Corporate Affairs and General Counsel, Shannon Davidson, told BIV that Certain also received several funding rounds, including an $80 million Series B financing. In total, Certain has raised about $114 million. That capital gave us the support we needed to hire more people, to get into those areas that we weren't doing checks before, and to expand our offerings, Davidson said. The company employed around 20 people in 2018, and that number grew to 430 last year, she said. The company has since retrenched to have about 380 employees. Certain's revenue growth has also come from it using software and technology tools to be able to complete more background checks more efficiently. A shift to increasingly use artificial intelligence is underway. We're currently using AI internally, but we have some advancements rolling out in 2024, Davidson added. Premium Brands Holdings Corp., TSX, PBH, is likely the BC company best known for growing through acquisitions, and it was able to increase its revenue 99.3% to $6,029,800,000 in 2022, up from $3,025,800,000 in 2018. It has made several dozen acquisitions in the past couple decades, including many in the past 5 years. Its largest acquisition in the 2018 to 2022 time period was in 2020, when it joined with a Mi'kmaq First Nations coalition to spend approximately $1 billion, including debt, to buy Clearwater Seafoods Inc. The Jim Pattison Group is another company known for ongoing growth through acquisitions. It was able to find its way onto BIV's 2023 list of fastest-growing companies at number 82 despite starting the 2018 fiscal year as the largest privately held company in BC. The company increased in size by 48.5% to $15 billion in 2022, up from $10.1 billion in 2018. Some of its many acquisitions in that time frame include Lyft Interactive, the Kelowna Auto Mall, Nona Pia, Culinary Collective, Roth's Fresh Markets and Merit Broadcasting Limited. Other companies that made BIV's 2023 list of fastest-growing companies despite being large ventures in 2018 include Telus Corp. TSX. T, at number 97, which increased revenue 28.1% in 2022 to more than $18.41 billion, from nearly $14.37 billion in 2018. Tech Resources Limited. TSX. Tech. B, at number 92, which increased revenue 37.8% to nearly $17.32 billion in 2022, from nearly $12.56 billion in 2018, and Finning International Inc. TSX. FTT, at number 94, which increased revenue 32.6% to nearly $9.28 billion in 2022, from nearly $7 billion in 2018. Many ventures got onto BIV's 2023 list of fastest-growing companies largely because they were involved in mining or selling commodities or metals that rose in price. Platinum is one example of this. That metal's average closing price in 2018 was US$882.18. It then rose in value to US$958.06 by 2022, helping Eastern Platinum Limited. TSX. ELR, rank at number 3 on the list. Gold was another example. The average daily closing price for gold in 2018 was about US$1,269. In 2022, that average price had risen to about US$1,750. Companies on BIV's list helped by the surge in gold prices include SSR Mining Inc. TSX. SSRM, which ranked number 31, with 174.1% revenue growth between 2018 and 2022, Sandstorm Gold Limited. TSX. SSL, which ranked number 52, with 104.2% revenue growth in those years, and Eldorado Gold Corp. TSX. ELD, which ranked number 63, with 90.7% revenue growth in those years. G. Corstrom at BIV.com, Twitter.com/GlennCorstrom.